Page 86. The Grapes of Wrath.
Al drove in and nosed the Hudson up to the hose. As they pulled in, a stout man, red of face and arms, got up from a chair behind the gas pumps and moved towards them. He strolled toward the truck, looking truculent and stern.
"You folks aim to buy anything? Gasoline and stuff?" he asked.
Al was out already, unscrewing the steaming radiator cap with the tips of his fingers, jerking his hand away to escape the spurt when the cap should come loose.
"Need some gas, mister."
"Got any money?"
"Sure. Think we're begging?"
The truculence left the fat man's face.
"Well, that's all right, folks. Help yourself to water."
And he hastened to explain.
"Road is full of people. Come in, use water. Dirty up the toilet, and then, by God, they'll steal stuff and don't buy nothing. Got no money to buy with. Come begging a gallon gas to move on."
Chapter 17.
250,000 people over the road. 50,000 old cars, wounded, steaming. Wrecks along the road, abandoned. Well, what happened to them? What happened to the folks in that car? Did they walk? Where are they? Where does the courage come from? Where does the terrible faith come from? The people in flight from the terror behind, strange things happen to them, some bitterly cruel, and some so beautiful that the faith is retired forever.
John Steinbeck, The Grapes of Wrath, 1939.